The Federal Trade Commission today waded into the debate on whether drug companies are keeping prices artificially high to increase their profits. The commission, which is charged with rooting out anti-competitive behavior, recommended that Congress change the law to make it harder for brand-name companies to keep generic copies of their drugs off the market. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Claritin, Cardizem, Paxil, Pepcid, Zantac, and Zocor. The FTC peered into America's medicine cabinet and found that many of the nation's blockbuster drugs have been getting an extra boost. Michael Robleski is Assistant General Counsel at the FTC.
There's been some manipulation that has skewed this delicate balance between maintaining incentives for innovation by the brand name companies and encouraging generic competition once those patents covering the brand name products have expired.
Robleski is talking about the landmark Hatch-Waxman Act, which struck the balance in 1984 by making it much easier for generic drug makers to get approval from the Food and Drug Administration and by giving brand name companies longer lives on their patents. As a result of the law, generic drugs have gone from being a fifth of the market to almost half. But more and more, brand name companies are fighting back by suing generic companies for patent infringement. You see, most modern drugs, particularly blockbusters, are barricaded from competition by a slew of patents. There's the crucial patent on the active ingredient in the medicine. There are patents on the way the drug is made, patents on the color of the pill, even patents on how long it takes to dissolve in the human stomach. And every patent a brand name company sues to protect is like money in the bank, because Hatch-Waxman automatically delays generic competition for 30 months for each patent lawsuit. In 75% of the cases, the courts have ruled against the brand name companies, but only after the brand name drug companies have earned billions in extra sales. Today, the FTC said, it's time for Congress to set a limit. Again, Michael Robleski.
Permit one 30-month stay per drug product, per generic applicant, but eliminate multiple 30-month stays that the branded companies may use to stave off generic competition.
A bipartisan bill sponsored by Susan Collins, the Maine Republican, and John Edwards, the North Carolina Democrat, would do just that and is expected to be debated on the Senate floor this week. Drugs whose sales total more than $20 billion a year will come off patent in the next few years, making these changes even more urgent in the eyes of advocates. Brand name drug makers don't agree. The Pharmaceutical and Research Manufacturers of America said today the facts don't support the FTC's positions and Congress is misguided. Dr. Gregory Glover is outside counsel to the group.
What you have is a bow to election year politics whereby the congressmen are desperate to find a way in which they can say that they have tried to address the important issue of prescription drug access, but this really isn't the way to do that. Prescription drug access really needs to be addressed through a Medicare drug benefit.
Even so, advocates of change got some powerful ammunition in today's report. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.